The USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service recently announced a program that encourages producers in selected watersheds in the Mississippi River Basin to adopt ways to avoid or minimize runoff into the river. Western Wisconsin Representative Ron Kind of La Crosse, a Democrat, has introduced the Upper Mississippi River Basin Protection Act. That would set up a monitoring network and a computer model to identify trouble spots with the help of existing agencies like the U.S. Geological Survey. Mike Johnson is the director of the Upper Midwest Environmental Sciences Center in La Crosse.
I think our role would be to bring that information, bring that capacity to bear to help the NRCS to target where in the landscape it would be most effective to concentrate these conservation practices to benefit not only the river in our backyard, but also down in the Gulf of Mexico.
Kind says NRCS's recently announced program and his own bill will give the nation's largest river some overdue attention.
This is exciting stuff, that we're finally able to devote the type of attention and resources that have been long overdue in order to get serious about the proper management and protection of this river basin.
If passed, Kind's Upper Mississippi River Basin Protection Act would cost around $5 million a year. Kind first introduced the bill back in 2002. He says today's political climate will help the bill pass this time around. Steve Reusem, Wisconsin Public Radio.